Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 1st, 1811, a proclamation by the Governor of Barbados, Sir George Beckwith, was published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. The proclamation was unusual because it concerned a white Barbadian who was a fugitive from the law, a man named Thomas Johnson Springer, who was from a prominent family in St. Lucie. Genealogical research indicates that Thomas Johnson Springer was the third of nine children of John Springer, a planter who lived at Pie Corner, St. Lucie, with his wife, Frances. According to the governor's proclamation, Thomas Johnson Springer had been arrested under the terms of a writ issued by John Walton, one of the justices of the peace in the island. Walton was a planter who owned Maynard's plantation in St. Peter. According to the writ issued by Walton, Springer was guilty of forgery. He had been arrested on the beach at Spitestown on the morning of May 15th by three constables, but had somehow managed to escape their custody, perhaps with the help of accomplices. The governor's proclamation called on magistrates, military and civil officers, and all His Majesty's loyal subjects in the island, quote, to apprehend or cause to be apprehended the aforesaid Thomas Johnson Springer, and to convey him to the common jail in Bridgetown, that he may be dealt with according to law. The proclamation also warned members of the public not to aid Springer, and masters of any vessels were warned not to carry him from the island. For good measure, the proclamation added the following broad injunction. All whom it doth, shall, or may concern, are hereby required to take due notice, and to govern themselves accordingly. The proclamation concluded with this rather unflattering physical description of the escaped prisoner. Thomas Johnson Springer, about 26 years of age and 5 feet 10 inches high, his body and face very large and apparently bloated, with thighs and legs disproportionately small, light hair cut in a crop, and very light blue prominent eyes. Round shoulders, a little in need, a little hesitation in speech if about to speak quickly. Very irascible. There is no mention of Springer being apprehended in subsequent issues of the newspaper. Perhaps, despite the governor's proclamation, someone in his large family in St. Lucie, or perhaps a friend, had given the fugitive refuge and helped him to escape the island.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.